You're not a Shem HaSachar anymore. That's what is no steer, that you're only a Shem HaChinam. He boiled you. Now I have a question like this. Potom Yishoyol, V'chayek Yishoyim HaSachar. That is to say, if the Shem HaShoyol returns it after Yimei Shota, that he's Potter, does it mean that it's only Potter for an instant like a Shoyol, but he's still Chayek like Yishoyim HaSachar? Or Dilma, maybe Yishoyim HaSachar Namalai Hevei. Maybe he's not even Chayek like Yishoyim HaSachar either. So what does Loshen Potter mean? Now, does he Chayek Maganei V'Aveda? That's the Shoyol. Omer HaMemus, our Memus says, Mestavra Svaris, Potter Yishoyol V'Chayek Yishoyim HaSachar. He's only Potter from Einstein, but Avad is still Chayev and Gneve Vyaveda. Hoyo Venena Mahan Heve. Since Lamaisi had enjoyment from it, Mana Rashi says, Liya Sulea Shema Socha Racha Degia Liada Bailam. Since Lamaisi, you used it, you had enjoyment from it, so even though you finished having enjoyment, you're not a Shoel on it, but that's a Svara that for sure you should still remain to be a Shema Socha until it returns to the owner. That much for sure you are. Therefore, you'll be Chayev and Gneve Vyaveda. Tanya Kabosad Yamem, we learn like a Memer also. It says, Lakeach Kalim, Mibes Uman, Lishagwan Lebes Chomov. If you buy nice dishes, nice Kalim, from the factory, from the Umin, from the store, and you want to send it to your Shver's house, Lebes Chomov, Chleis Rashi Savlonos, Lavososoi, you're getting married to your Kala, and you want to send her a present. So you buy some nice Kalim from the store to send to your Kala. So you're Maloy, and you tell God like this, Im Mekabla Noisa Mimani, Ani Noisa Nachodimayim. If they accept the present, they like it, I'll pay you for it. If they don't want it, so I'll only pay you according to the Tevis Anor, how much Anor I have. Like Lamais, even if they don't like it, but they're still going to appreciate it, they send them a present. So that's an enjoyment. So that much enjoyment I'll pay you for, however much it's worth. Now, if while he was taking it to a Shver's house, the Kalim broke, Chayiv, Lamais said, then he's Chayiv. But when you're returning it, like when you take it, you chayiv, because that's called a good kinyan. Rashi says, it's called come out like you bought it. Smallest in your rishus now taking it there. Therefore, if it breaks now, you chayiv. Mashenkin, on the way back, once you decided not to take it, and he agreed to take it back, now you're potter. Because you're only like a shame sacher now. Because that's all the tevis I know. And therefore, you're potter on an anus. So the breaks on the way back, you put them. And the Gemara says, here's a clear raya that after you make shiltas, you're not a shoyl anymore, but I call upon him, Yechayev Aganev Vaveda. It says here, you put them on Einsen. Why? Because you're only like a Noisei Sachar. But mashma, like a Noisei Sachar you are. So you have to prove that you are like a Shoyim Sachar. Hahu Gabra, there was a man, Dizoven Leicham Rulachavri. He sold his donkey to his friend. Omalei said to him, I want to take it to this place. If I can sell it there, mutav, I'll keep it. If I can't sell this donkey there, I'll return it to you. He went there and he couldn't sell it there. And when he came back, now an einus happened to him and he died. So Osla came with Rav Nachman. Chayiv, Rav Nachman said he's chayiv. Mashmi still called like a shoyl on it, therefore he's still chayiv, the yointin. Eisen, this is Avakash, Eisen around Rav Nachman. It says, Nenso bialicha before is chayiv. But uve chazor apoto, mevnei shuknois isachor. It's the same type of a deal over here. If you took it, I'm not to return it. So when you bring it back to return it, you're not a shirl anymore. You're not chayiv anointin. You're only like a shirim isachor. It says, so here anoint has happened. Why are you chayiv? Omalei, he said, chazor adahai halichi. When this guy is returning the chamor, it's like going. My timer, sover hu bechazirosoi. Because here, when he's bringing back the donkey, if we meet somebody on the road that wants to buy it, wouldn't he sell it to him? So it's called, he's always with business, he's always trying to sell this chamorro. Therefore, it's never called goma yimei shilta. Therefore, he's always a shayl, he's always chayiv yainsin, until he returns it to the bailam. Then the Mishnah says, that somebody tells his friend, Shemoli, you watch my animal today, v'yesh melecho, and I'll watch yours tomorrow. Shem esachar, the guy is called the shem esachar, he's getting paid. Because by you watching me, mine, I'll watch yours tomorrow. So I'm paying you tomorrow, the fact you watch mine today. So therefore, if it was nignava, you're chayiv. For the Gemara of Yamai, why? Shmira babaylim. Lachura, the owner is there also, is telling you to watch it with me. So shmira babaylim, you should be potter. Rashi says, Bala shachayfa jesh nignava malachtoi shal shemir hoya. Shafu mishamir hoya. Hoksev im bol of ima la yishalem. Yeah, it's not only by Shemir Shoals, even by other Shemir also. Since the owner is with the Shemir here, why should the Shemir be Chayiv? Because you watch for me today, and I won't be here today, and I'll work for you tomorrow. He's not with you today. So therefore, if it was Nignavo, you'd be chayiv. Tana Rabbanan, Shamar li v'yeshem l'cho. You watch mine and I'll watch yours. Hashileini, lend me something v'yashulcha, and I'll lend you something. Shmoli, let you watch mine v'yashulcha, and I'll lend you something. Hashileini, lend me something v'yeshem l'cho, and I'll watch yours. Kulam, in all these cases, nasu shomrei shachar zelazir. You know, they're all called the shomrei shachar. And therefore, be nignavo or nevdo, they'll be chayiv. Why? Shmiru babalafu. The owner is here right now. And when the owner is there, then the shomer is potter. Amar papa, the omlay again. Shmor li hayom v'yeshem l'chol amachor. You watch for me today, and I'll watch for you tomorrow. Therefore, it's not called with the bailim. Therefore, the Rosh Hashanah Sachar. Halimor says, I knew aliyah, people that used to sell perfume. The whole yom have yapil echad minayu. Every day, one of them would bake for all of them. Three or four people, and each day one would bake bread for all of them. One day, I said to one of them, Zilapilon, you go bake for us today. Omalu, naturally glima, watch my coat in between. Adiyosu, while he went, posha bo v'yignuv. The shema did not watch the coat, and it got stolen with a pashaya. His osla came to Rapapa. Chayvinu, Rapapa said, listen, you're a shema on it, you have to pay, yechayiv. Omalu, Rabbanu, Rapapa, am I? Pshiyav abaylami. The Khur Yopashay with the owner. The owner was there working for you then. He was busy baking bread when you were watching his a coat. So Khura, why Yechayiv? It's with the owner there. Sikhsiv, he got embarrassed. But Lisaif at the end, Igloy Milsvik, they found out, you know what the truth was. The Yehushasa Shikra Hudakashasi. At that time, the owner was not there. He was outside drinking beer someplace. So Lamaisa, at the time when he was stolen, the owner was not there. Therefore, Lamaisa, he's Chayiv. That person did not even start to bake yet. He was outside drinking beer. So therefore, at the time when you were shayim and watching the clothing, the owner was not working for you. Therefore, if it was stolen then, and you were pashaya, havadi yachayim. Samar says, it's very good if you hold that even though you're pashaya, if the Baalim are there, still your potter. That's why it was Yichsev. Shemach Yichsev, we got embarrassed. But El Laman Diyama Chayiv, Ma Yichsev. It's a machlokes. That if the Baalim is there, your potter, if you were not a Pesheya. One man Diyama says, we'll see later on, when the Shema was a Pesheya, his negligence caused that it was stolen, so then he's Chayiv, even though the owner was working there. So why did he get embarrassed over here? Here's a machlokes later in Perak HaShoyel. If Pshia Baalim, if you're Pesheya and the Baalim are there, your potter Chayiv. Tamar says, Ella, rather the case was who Yoima loved the day heavy. That day was not really his day to bake. For Yom Rulay Lididi Zil Apilon. And they told him, please go bake for us. Zil Apilon At. For Yomalu, and they said, Bu Agra the Koafinlchu, for the reward that I deserve for baking for you, Natur Glim, I want you to watch my clothing. Since so adios until I come back. And Ignis, it got stolen. So also came the Rapapa, Chayvinu, they said he's Chayiv, he was a Shoyim Asachar, and of this they said he's Chayiv. Omele Rabbanon, the Rapapa, Hashmir Rabbilami. So we'll soon see. So this is the next terrace. One second. Yeah, has the Habimin, who wasn't talking about a Shoyim Echinim. And a Shoyim Echinim, then the only reason why he could be Chayiv is only because of Pshia. So that's the math like this, if Pshia Babilam, if you're Chayiv or not. Here for now, the Gemara says the story was, not that it was a Shoyim Echinim, but it was a Shoyim Asachar. Like he told them, that he's Chayiv for the reward. That I'm baking for you, I want you to watch my clothing. So Maisa, you're getting paid for watching my clothing. Like it wasn't his day to bake. And he said, I'll bake for you today if you watch my clothing. So I'm giving you reward for watching my clothing. So it's a Shema Sachar. So now, if it was Nignavo, he's Chayiv, not because he was a Pesheya, but a Shema Sachar is Chayiv Maganeva, no matter what. So therefore, it's good why he got embarrassed. So first he said the Chayiv. Then, Omele Rabbanu Rapapa, Hashmir of Abaylami. Like, how could you say he's Chayiv? I, the owner, was there with him. And the Shoyim Asachar, when the Baalim is there, about his potter. Now it's good Ichsev, he got embarrassed. But the emes was, the Soif at the end, the Gloy Milsa, they came out, to Yishos at that time, Shikra, Heavy Shossi. He was drinking beer, but the guy did not start to bake yet. So therefore, you were Shoyim Asachar now, not with the Baalim. The Baalim wasn't working for you yet. Therefore, if it was nigna for at that time, it's good why chayiv. It's not called shmira b'bayl. Hanu they traded with two people. Tevi kamaske biyurcha. They was going down the road. Chad orich. One guy was a tall guy. Vechad gutza. And one guy was a short guy. Two people were walking down the road. The tall guy and the short guy. Aricha the tall guy. Rochav chamra. He was riding a donkey. Vehevilei sadina. And he had nice clothing. Rashi shopishtin. He had flax. Vein maya machbidin oisan kokach. And water doesn't make flax so heavy. Gutza the short guy. Michsei sarbala. He was wearing like wool. Rashi says, and when it gets into water, the water gets soaked into the wool and it makes it very heavy. Now, v'komaski b'kai, he was going barefoot. He wasn't riding a chamor, he was walking with his feet. Kimot l'noro, when it came to go over the river, shakler l'sarbala, he took off his woolen jacket, v'yoisvi loy chamor, and he put it on top of the chamor, on top of the donkey. Like, I'm afraid for me that it's too hard. I'll sink with it. Let me give it to Chamor, better let him carry it across. V'shakle l'sadina dihi, and he took rather the flax coat of the other person. V'yichsebe, and he put it on. Now, shartfuah ma'alav, what happened was, the water came and took away l'sadina. The water took away the flax clothing. So shakle zichayiv anat. All right, turn over. Yeah, the short guy took the other one's flax, and now the water took away the flax. So he's zichayiv anat. The chori is a shayol like. He borrowed it. Like, really, he borrowed his flax clothing. And now the flax got lost. She was an honest. For the shirless chayiv and ainsin also. So, the chayiv should be chayiv. We'll soon see. Yeah. So it says here. It says also came with the rover. Chayivu, rover said that the short one is chayiv to pay back. He's a shoyil and he's chayiv and ainsin. Omer le rabbon le rover. Rabbon said back to rover though. Amai. Why do you say the shoyel is chayiv? Shaila babaylami. The short one is walking with the owner. They were walking together. So the owner was there with him. And the owner was working for him. Like he gave him his flax. So the owner was watching his flax clothing. The owner was watching his wool clothing. And he took now his flax clothing. So it's a shaila babaylam. So she'll be potter. Samara says, Ichsev, Takakar and Barrett, Takakar right. But the safe at the end, the Gloy Milsev came out and what the truth really was. The Beloy died to Shaklai. The pshat was, the short guy didn't ask permission. He didn't ask the guy, let's make a switch. You take my wool and I'll take your flax. If he would have asked permission and do it for shoes, then it's called true, you're a shoyl, you're a shoyl, shoyl, but the bailim, you'd be potter. But now that you took a shleib reshus, you're a shoyl, shleib reshus, you call the gazlin, and therefore you chayiv an einsin. If you're a gazlin, you have no pterim, then you chayiv no matter what. Who Gavra, there was a man, Diogalei Chamro Lechavri. He rented out his donkey to his friend. Omalei told him, Chazi, watch out, Tuleitezlo B'yurchad and Har Pokid. Don't go down this road, there's a river there, River of Pokud, Tikamaya, because there's water on that road, and I'm afraid my donkey will drown there. But rather, or will trip there, rather, Zil B'yurchad and Norish. Go down the other road, Norish, Telekamaya, there's no water on that road. So I'm renting you my donkey and telling you clearly, don't go down this road that has water, go down the other road. Now also this person went down the Urchad in our pocket, down the road he was not supposed to, and Umis Chamer, and the donkey died. So now Kiyos, when he came back, Omar, the owner said to the guy, where'd you go? They said like this, in the Urchad in our pocket, it's true, I'll admit to you that I went down the wrong road. I went down the road in our pocket. Omiyo, let your Maya. But I'm telling you, there was no water on that road. Therefore, it's not my fault, it's an honest. Hashimi Potter. The question is, do we believe him or not? He himself was admitting he went down the wrong road. But he has a migu that if he wanted to lie, he didn't have to say that. That's as far to believe him what he's saying, that there was no water there. So do we believe him or not that there's no water? Omale Rovo Mali Leshaker. True? That's as far as a migu. Why should he be lying? Like, if he wants to be a liar, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I went down the right road, not the wrong road. So since we see he's not lying, we believe him when he says there was no water there. I could have said I went down the other road. So since I said I went down the wrong road, but I'm telling you there was no water there, that's a mali l'shaka tzemigu, we believe him. Omalei Abaye says back, no. Mali l'shaka b'mokam edim l'yamrinon. We do not say amigu b'mokam edim. In other words, here what you're telling us is pretty ridiculous.
You're telling us now there's no water down the river. How could that be? Like usually we know the river has water. So true, it's a mal in the shaker. If you wanted a lie, you could have said a better lie. But we can't believe you when you're saying there's no water there. That's like going against Adam. If you say something, even though you have an ego, but you're going against Adam, we can't believe you. There's such a big Anan Sadi here. See, the Anan Sadi is so great, we can't believe you. Therefore, Rabbi holds, even though you have an ego, amigo is not nema, but mokim Anan Sadi. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that pe aleph and the beis in the middle. It says, "Shemor li v'yomaloi hanach lefonai shem mechinim." If I go to my friend and say, "Watch it for me, shemor li," and the other person says, "Just put it down in front, hanach lefonai, put it down in front of me," so all you're meant to be is just to shem mechinim. You're not mechayev on kenevi of yaveda. Omer afuno omaloi hanach lefonecho. Let's say the person said back. He said to you, "Shemor li, watch it for me." And you said back to him, Hanach lefonecho, like keep it in front of yourself. Then einoy lo yishrei mechinim lo yishrei mesachor. Then you're not makabel upon yourself, not to be yishrei mechinim or not yishrei mesachor. That's not a kabbalah at all. See, boil you have a question like this. Hanach stamai. What's going to be if he answers back and just say, Hanach, put it down. I say to you, watch this for me. Watch this chair for me. And you just say, Hanach. What do you mean? Toshima, come in here. It says, Shmorli, if I tell you, watch it for me. And you answer back, Hanach lefonai, put it down in front of me, shay mechinim. Then you mean to makabel upon yourself to be a shay mechinim. So it's mashma, hostom of leklum. If you do not say anything, you just say, Hanach, you do not say lefonai, then there's not even a kabbalah of a shay mechinim. Smur says, no, you can't make this diak. I tell you, other rabbi, just the opposite. Midiyo merafuna hanach lefonecho hu diyeinu loyshem mechinim loyshem mesocha. Only when the person answers back and says, you know what, when I tell you watch it for me, you say leave it in front of yourself, hanach lefonecho, then there's no kabbalah even a shem mechinim. It's mashmo hasdom or shem mechinim evei mashmo. If you stam say hanach, you do not say put it down in front of yourself, you just say put it down, then you are a shem mechinim. Tumor says ela meho leka lemashmo mino. From here, you can't bring any proof. Tzemor says, let's say this is a machlekes tanoim. It says, if I give you permission to come into my house, come into my yard, I give you permission to come in with your ox, and then my ox hurts your ox, so the owner of the chotzer is chayiv. In other words, we say, come in means, come in and I'll watch you. And if anything happens to you, the owner is chayiv. Rebbe says, "Bikulam ainu chayiv achikabel olah balabais lishmor." No, when he just said come in, that's not a kabbalah shmira. Only when the balabos says clearly, "Come in and I'll watch you." So l'chura, this machlokes is totally not machlokes. So Mar says, "Mimai, what's the proof?" Dilma, maybe ad kan loy kamar rabbanim hosam. When the rabbanim said that svari elu b'chotzer, only in a chotzer, the rabbanim say, "When I invite you into my chotzer, I mean to say I'll watch you." Debas naturihi, because it's normal that I should watch you on my property. When I told you to come in, I meant to say, come in and I'll watch you. Avul hocho, but over here, around the middle of the street, and somebody comes over to you and tells you, watch my object, and you say, Hanach, put it down. Shuko lav ba naturihu, in the middle of the street, that's not a place to watch it. So therefore, Anach means, v'teis of not l'cho komalei. He's just telling you, put it down means, and you watch it. There even the Rabbonim that say by a chotzer, come in means, and I'll watch you, that's only by a chotzer I'll watch you. But in the street, Peshuka, Hanach could mean, stam, that I'm not even a shem mechinim. In Amir, else I'll tell you, Ad kan lo kamarem bihosem mele b'chatzeroi, diluye rishusei kaboi. When a person comes into your rishus, he has to have permission just to walk into your rishus. So therefore, when he went to ask you permission, he just meant to ask you permission to go into the rishus. And when you gave him permission to come in, I'll tell you, I meant to tell you true, you can come in, but when you come in, you have to watch yourself. I'm not going to watch it for you. So there we say, I'm not watching it for you. That's when Rebbe says this svara. Avalocha, but over here, Hanoch, the Ano Menatra Kamale. Here, when I say put it down, maybe it means put it down and I'll watch it for you. Because the Sagadaitoch, Hanoch, the taste of Anota Kamale, if all I'm telling you back is, when you ask me to watch it, I tell you, just put it down and you could watch it. Ila Yaitzva, Rishusa Boy, the Mishkamine. Like, if all you want to do is tell him to put it down, does he have to have permission from you? In the street, he can do what he wants. So, Pshita, there, when maybe when you tell him to put it down, you mean put it down and I'll watch it. So, therefore, that machlekes is not totally in our machlekes. Now, says the Mishnah, Halveyo ala mashkin shrei mechinim. If I lent you money, and then I get back a mashkin, I'm a shrei mechinim, I'm a shrei mechinim on that money.